What's going on, everybody? Mitchell Backus here, coming to you live and direct. Hope you're having a great day. And we want to welcome you back to the Mitchell J. Backus Live podcast, the platform where my name rings. You'll hear it here. So anytime you hear me on an interview or podcast, as a media personality, doing any kind of training or speaking engagements, more than likely you'll be able to find it here, unless I'm under some type of contractual agreement. But today I'm not, so we're going to get into it to a great episode, one that I think you can definitely get some really good information out of. And the reason why I say that is because there's not, as a management consultant by trade, there's not too many times I get to lift the hood or let you become a fly underneath the wall, on the wall, in a moment where I'm doing some type of what I call executive planning. Today, I got the green light to be able to share some information with you in regards to, you know, a particular client I had an opportunity to work with, who's an artist, and now working towards developing a product by the name of Joe Allende. So today, you're getting an opportunity to listen in and kind of hear the magic where myself and a particular, you know, person who might have an idea, how we get to come together, hash out those ideas, put everything together to form a plan of action to help that person move forward into a position of growth. And that's what it's really all about, especially in the time that we're in right now. Growth is what we need. We need to be able to take ideas, formulate plans, and execute on those plans. So today you have an opportunity to witness that. Of course, being that this is an artist, we're actually going to be featuring one of his featured songs throughout the course of this conversation, because not only is he working on a new product, but he also has a new project out. So we want you to be able to hear his music. We want you to be able to get a feel for what's going on. Get in love with the artist and the artistry. His information will be in the show notes, so you have an opportunity to check that out as well too. So if you want to book him, you want to utilize him for this new product or service that he's working on, or any type of involvement in your business or brand's development, this is somebody you definitely want to have in your corner, or want to at least follow on social media at the bare minimum. So let's go right ahead. We're going to kick this conversation off with the introduction to the track that's going to be featured on this conversation called Blue Face Jesus by Joe Allende, and then we'll be going right ahead to get into the conversation.
With the creditor, discipline itself is a mighty fine editor. When it comes to debt, I was a competitor. Poverty's a mind state, I'm moving back never.
How's things going with the album, man?
It's going well. Like, as far as numbers do, it's going very well.
Okay.
Even with the lack of promotion, the lack of promotion came from this pandemic coming up and me having switch everything as far as the way I wanted the visuals to look. Info at psmanagementsolutions.com.
Yeah.
So I'm about to get the ball rolling back on that as far as, visuals and promoting it.
Yes.
I got got a bio done. I'm going to get my website going. I've reached out to
are you doing another website?
Getting it cleaned up.
Okay.
Cleaned up, because right now I discontinued it because I wanted to format it a specific way, and I couldn't do so without making sure I had a proper bio, getting a press kit made up, as well as a press release.
Need that as well.
Planes. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
Everything is I did a good hygiene logo, so I'm about to start running with that as far as merch goes. I think it's going to be very, very well with the good hygiene logo that I have. All right,
so we're moving.
I'm going to do a release party for a plane that would have been happening around this time, actually.
Tight.
So there's going to be a release party for it with a live band, background singers, all that. I'm going to have my boy Tone Ye come in with his catering.
Oh, yes. Okay. And on it.
On yeah, it.
He's gonna be doing the nice. Food there. So that's gonna be good. But as far as once this quarantine shit and it's hitting niggas at like every show, going to Cleveland, Akron area, and fucking the show circuit up over there, and shaking hands, kissing babies, and having promotional content to direct people back to what I'm doing with the IN days, direct people back to the website. And the website, the way I want to have the website, you know, set up is once they get there, I'm collecting data, email addresses and everything. So
yes,
it's the funneling of everything and piecing it all together.
You're getting the funnel in. All right. Good.
Yeah, working that.
We need the funnel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. All right, good, man. Listen, that's tight. As long as you're going in the right direction, that's good. So yeah, as long as you're doing all that, the only you're taking a push to get to them shows and promoting the merch. The only thing is, I tell you, man, you gotta get the IN days on you on social media.
Oh, I started moving them. Well, I put one up on there. I was seeing exactly how to do it from my phone, so I know how to do it from my phone. I'm gonna actually start it uploading. There's a couple on there, a couple of pieces that I put on there. I changed the header for my YouTube. I started cleaning my YouTube up. Now that I have the bio, I'm able to throw that on there and throw that in various places as well. So the YouTube is the next project or the project that's running concurrent with everything I'm doing.
Betterer, focus on your mind and your cheddarer. Lever ain't a leverage unless you pull a clevera. Scheme off that could get dreams off the ground. A pitch that'll get your whole team off the mound. Flip it, make it work for individual business. Your people are the key, it's the infinite riches. Moving, you can see the beast, he is relentless. Lyrically fitness, give me your witness. Gotcha. Product is a profit to profit, my product proper. If you on a mission to get it, I ain't gon' block ya. Breathe in your two and we won at the block.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk, cause that's gonna be my joint too. I'm about to tap into this YouTube as well. So we gonna have to compare some notes. Check it out. So with that being said, all right, what you got for me, man? Talk to me. What's up?
All right, man. Creative consultation. Nobody is going to care about your passion as much as you, but I'll damn sure be a close second.
Nice.
So I am a creative consultant who serves professionals in the recording industry by offering resources, tools, and counsel during the creative process to help my clients establish confidence and clarity in their brand, magnify their sound perception, and provide a support system for a creative journey.
Nice.
So the services, and this is, I wanted to kind of, there's bullet points in the services, but I want to get like three main things that I can say. So like session curation, that would be mixing, recording. I do mobile recording for local artists around here. A&R as far as sitting in sections, helping choose production, helping make sure the song sounds all good, you know, production side of it, everything that I do on the music end. So that would be session curation. I curate your session, help you with that.
Tight.
Brand enhancement or media training. So that also includes, so the brand enhancement is helping them identify their brand. Identify the why, or even talk about the why, just those things that the conversations that creatives need to have with another, you know, with somebody that understands that talk. And then on top of that, media training, so how to posture yourself in interviews, being mindful of your hand placements, being mindful of the things you say, you know, how to showcase your personality to further promote your brand through talking to people. Would also include beginner music theory for the artist that wants to, you know, just not just be a rapper or a singer that doesn't want to just be able to sing, but wants to learn about, you know, chord progressions, note scales, things like that, harmonies.
You in tune with that?
Oh, yeah, I know how to do that.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Some, on a beginner, and then as well, getting Jasmine involved, simplified health and wellness program. So along with what I'm offering for the month, they'll also get like simplified workouts for endurance training, get you ready for the stage. We'll include some, and this is going to be as it progresses, include some recipes for some meals that are, you know, healthy options to keep your mind stimulated, keep your body all active, all good hygiene type shit. So day one, 5 days of dedication. It'd be Monday through Friday. Day one would be where the client vents their frustrations, goals, plans, desires for their current endeavor. It's a free space to vent with no judgment. And with everything that's said, we will then organize the concerns and goals from least to greatest, sort of like eat that frog method for them. So it's like, you're able to get all this shit out your head. Ha, okay.
Okay.
Day two would be brand navigation. In that, we'll listen to three of the artist's songs that best showcase their talents, kind of, you know, see this is what you want to sound like or this is what you're shooting for. Also identify their inspirations and similar artists to begin drawing the comparisons to look at their target audience or demographic. Even look at color schemes that would go well with, you know, like the personality type, sound of their or their sound, brainstorm marketing ideas, and of course identify the why. The approach that I want to take, because artists are very sensitive about their shit, quote unquote, Erykah Badu, is more so like a bounce your ideas off. I don't want to, it's collaborative in the sense that I want the artist to feel like they were able to create these ideas just with a little push. Or how a therapist pretty much asks the right questions and gets a person to talk. In a way that's such that's like, okay, they're learning themselves in a process, because of course you want somebody to come back. Day three would be the songwriting. I'd work with the artist on one song, beat selection, brainstorm ideas, song format, writing tips, just lend my expertise in that area. Day four is the music theory. We'll also couple that with meditation, meditation methods and techniques. And another like therapeutic session where it's throughout the week. Okay, if something is going on throughout the week, we voice those frustrations as a creative to be able to get those out. You know, just to spew some shit so that they can clear up their mental space. For day five, which would be the recording, if they're a local artist, they have an hour to record with me of a song that's already complete, you know, something quick. They record it, they get a light mix, as well as all of their wave files to send to whatever engineer of their choice. If they're not able to record with me, then we'll take a song that they have recorded or, you know, whatever it may be, and I'll mix the vocals or even work on a beat for them on that day. So that would be what we would do throughout the week. So those 5 days, an hour a day, they would get those services from me. Then I mentioned including, like, you know, Jazz in there with what she's doing with the health and fitness.
Yes.
And then I want to include you in there and everything you're doing with small business and PS management, and also everything that you have to offer.
Miss me with the talk about it's evil.
Yeah.
It ain't circulating with my people.
Yeah.
Percentages are low like the camel through an eye of a needle.
Whoa.
Money saying, God, we trust,
God, we need you.
So I hit my knees and I pray for an idea.
Yeah.
That was $1 million right there. Taking all my thoughts to the bank, being penny wise.
Whoa.
I've been killing it, kid. Give me mine.
Got it. All right, listen, it sounds tight. All right, so what feedback do you want to hear from me from the sample? Because it sounds like a pretty well thought out plan, you know what I mean? So is there any additional feedback you're looking for, or are you pretty much like, yo, I just want to have you a part of this package that I'm offering?
I mean, I want to have you a part of the package, but also it's like, I would like to be able to bounce the ideas to make sure it's running smooth. Cause it's, I mean, it sounds like it's well thought out, but this is really something that we really just kind of put together in a couple of days. It was a thought, and I guess it's just the right thought.
That's definitely the right thought, because it expounds your talents past just you as an artist. Mm-hmm. And now this is going to take the moment to where people can. I mean, it's like this. I think of like the Dream. I think of like Neo. You know what I'm saying? Like people like that, where you appreciate their artistry and the music that they make, but you also appreciate when they get up in that booth,
right?
And they can help you put together and tap into your own greatness. And I think that's the next step that'll do that you're walking into. Number one, and then number two is gonna put you in a situation where. It's going to put you in a situation where not only are you going to be able to be known and reach people with your music, but now you'll be able to help people from a developmental standpoint. And I think that's going to further your career and give you a long amount of shelf life in the industry. And the beauty about it, too, is that you're tapping into the virtual aspect to where you don't necessarily have to be in the studio with the person to help them to develop what they're trying to develop. So I think that's good too. Only thing I didn't hear, my first question is this: are you going to be offering this? Are you creating a separate company for this, or are you?
Mm-hmm. That's where I don't have a name for it. It's like, mm-hmm. I want to incorporate good hygiene, but then how do I need to make a separate company for this? Am I going to put this under the Good Hygiene LLC? I don't know how the structuring of that would go, because I would want to have a name for it, but I want it to be connected back to the Good Hygiene brand.
All right, so let's go back to what I remember from the beginning. And when we were working on your vision statement, when we were working on your vision statement, I know that you wanted to allow the company to utilize Joe Allende to kind of be the face of the Good Hygiene. So this is that moment. This is it right here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really think – so from a legal standpoint, you just incorporate Good Hygiene, and Good Hygiene would Good Hygiene would subcontract the services of Joe Allende, right? So in a sense, Good Hygiene would pay you to provide the company, so to speak, these types of services. I personally think that this should be part of your brand. It shouldn't be a Good Hygiene thing. This should be a part of Joseph High. So when they go to your website, this package or this program or these types of things should be a focal point. So they know you that you make music, but they also should know that you produce. They should know that you'll be able to help them through these different processes. I think that they should, like you said, they should be offered as individual services, and then this like one package, right? Where it's a 5-day like experience. You should have that, and you should also offer each thing individually. That's the only thing I did not hear. But if you add that in there, I think you're on the money. You got whoever you bring in, whether it's PS Management or whatever companies you feel can add value both to this process and to what Good Hygiene has to offer, now you can do it that way. That's the way I would do it.
And the price point, that was something that what price point with me is something that I've always struggled with, even down to how much should I ask to get paid for shows. So I was thinking initially, just given the area that I'm in, I would have been starting with a local artist initially. I want to do a test run where I take about three artists, three friends probably, and then do that, do it for a week and, you know, get feedback from them. I was going to shoot like an infomercial, having them give a testimony of how it worked and put it together like that.
Okay.
So the price point I wanted to go with in this area was like 50 a week, which was what, 10 an hour.
How many weeks is it? Cause it's not like you said it's a five.
It's monthly.
It's a 5-day. Oh, so they're going to work with you. So how long is the entire process?
So it would be, on a month basis. So they would pay half up front.
Okay.
And then, half up front with it. They'd have to pay. So they would pay half up front. And then that would secure their slot. It'd be 4 weeks.
Okay, so they could basically retain you for a month for a 30-day window, where Monday through Friday will be different focal points that you'll work on and help mm-hmm. them to develop in those journeys.
Artist development, yep.
Okay, all right. Now, if you're working with them for the whole entire month, what? Because now my thing is, like you said, Mondays is this. What Mondays is? What's the
It's like a venting session.
Right, Monday. So you vent on Mondays, right?
Mm-hmm.
You strategize on Tuesdays. You brand on Wednesdays.
Vent Monday, brand is, well, the vent and a strategy,
mm-hmm.
not strategy, it's just like organization is day one, Monday.
Right.
Brand navigation is day two. Day three would be the songwriting. Day four is music theory, meditation, mm-hmm. more vent. And then day five would be the recording, mixing, or the working on production.
I'ma get the butter and the toast.
Get the spray.
Ghost burning rubber on the road. Get it with my brothers and my folks. Stack high, money don't fold. I'ma get the butter and the toast. Ghost burning rubber on the road. Get it with my brothers and my folks. Stack high, money don't fold.
You know, having problems with money does not always mean that you lack money. A lot of people who have a lot of material money have a lot of problems with it. And you know, that's the reason sometimes people will say, oh no, I don't think I want a lot of money, because I've seen people with a lot of money have a lot of problems with it. Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather have the problems of having money than the problems of not having it.
Okay. And how many hours are you doing this with the... So let's say if I retain you, you're gonna work with me. How many hours am I working with you in that
1 hour a day?
Are they two? You might want to reevaluate the delivery of the service, and as far as how you have it structured. The reason why I say that is because I think there's a lot of space in between, right? So if I'm working with you. So if I vet on Mondays, right, if I ain't got, I'm starting 60 minutes. So if I got 5 hours a week to work with you, right,
mm-hmm.
that first Monday I vet, we get everything out and we figure out, we prioritize, we get everything locked in, and then we got our week. Okay, that could work. I would just say pay close attention to your process. You may want to consider another way to deliver it as far as like schedule-wise.
Now, why do you say that?
Because it's like this. I've seen that model before, right? And then in that model, it never works out perfectly. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you may have to tap into more writing than meditation, depending on the client that you're working with. Sometimes you have to have more strategy than everything else, because they're all over the place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's more so each client could be different, and it can throw off your schedule. And if all you're giving them is 5 hours a week, it can definitely throw off what you're trying to attain. And now it'll be hard to deliver results that way.
So what is it, a matter of being more flexible with the scheduling?
Yeah. It's more flexible, and then it's more strategic in you being able to identify what are the most pressing issues with that artist, right? Do they even have a branding issue? So if they don't have a branding issue, you know what I'm saying? That's a B-level item to even think about, or it might be really low scale, right?
So I need a questionnaire.
Right.
Yeah.
To get us, to really get a sense of where they're at and where you come in. Because I know once you know what to do, you're going to come in and you're going to work your magic and you're going to get it done, right? Yeah. But every client's going to be different, so you can't put like this – you can't put this like – you got to have a skeleton to say, all right, this is what I'd like to focus on these days.
And, yeah, that's really where I'm going with that, because right. me being an artist, I understand that artists have their own individual flow. So I think that's where my advantage lays at. Like, I can have a rigid structure of like, okay, I'm keeping an eye out one at a time. So I'm very good at listening and learning people.
Right.
Like, very well at seeing people's pattern, shit like that. Like, I see that. So it's easy for me to latch on to how somebody operates, especially when it comes to, you know, music shit. So it would be a more like a loose hour, like a questionnaire. And that's something that I was actually talking to somebody about. There's this free website where they allow you to make like questionnaires and things like that.
Right.
But yes.
Yeah, you can always consider SurveyMonkey or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's definitely awesome.
So a price point, what do you... How do you... Am I supposed to find another... do I find other services, see where they are?
Say that again.
Do I find other services and like see what they're paying? Because I know like these PR firms, all these folks, they be talking about $3,000 a month, $1,000 a month, between $1,000 to $3,000 a month for an artist to help them out. And I know that artist doesn't have that.
I definitely don't. What I would say is two things. One, what's your overhead? What's your overhead? That's number one.
I don't really got one.
You do, but you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Because think about it, it's like, all right, you're gonna take on these clients. And when you take on these clients, you know, they're gonna be giving you X amount of dollars. What do you gotta do to maintain your living livelihood so that you can devote all of your energy and give it to these artists, you know what I'm saying? So you're not distracted by anything else or whatever bills you got to handle, whatever responsibilities. That's your overhead, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, so overhead would just be my shit that I got to pay for, bills and...
Yeah, whether it's personal or business, I mean, being that this is a service-based type, this is a service, you know, what do you got to do to cover the expenses to facilitate this and to facilitate your life, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And from there, that's when you, you know, that's where you start. Because essentially, you could look at your competition. You could look at that. But in the same token, I don't know if you're competing with them at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Right. You're really kind of competing with, like, producers, you know what I mean?
I'm competing with the ego of an artist. I'm competing with their pockets. I'm competing with them finding value.
But then it's like, all right, I can go work with this producer over here, and maybe he got the same kind of vibe or mindset. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really your competition. Like, if I would look at like local producers in the area, seeing what they're doing.
They're not doing this. Nobody is doing in this area. Nobody is doing what I'm talking about. Nobody.
But when they work with an artist, they might not be doing it where it's a package service, but they could still be doing something along. You know what I'm saying? Like
this ain't because, nobody doing this shit like that.
Okay.
I mean, there's really out here. There's nobody that's like. Presented like this format,
right?
Everybody is saying, oh, niggas don't support me, I don't have it. That's the artist mindset. Niggas don't have this shit out here.
What about labels? Really, what labels are out there?
Ain't no labels out here. If there are labels, it's little street labels, but there's no artist development. Artist development doesn't even happen on major labels anymore. That's why they want you to already have the numbers that you have. They want you to be presentable and ready so they can push you out. It's fast food now. So artist development don't happen. That's pretty much what this would be. It's artist development. And then you can have a label contract this whole shit out.
Right. Nah, I dig it. All right, well, so if that's the case, it's more about the overhead. And just keep your eye open for, you know, if you happen to see it remotely, regionally, or in any way, see what they're doing. See what, you know, if they're taking a percentage or if they're, you know, charging for a fee, and then figure it out from there. Yeah,
I think I'd want to be fee based because knowing the artist that I would be working with would be the artist that is just starting up. So coming from that level of understanding to at least get my reputation moving,
you should be fee. Yeah, you should be fee. You're a consultant, so you definitely should be fee based.
Another level and peace of mind. I wrap to my higher thoughts and I leave behind anything taught that would tell me that I shouldn't be wealthy. Broke for generations, man, that couldn't be healthy. If you on a mission to get it, I ain't gonna block you. Three, then you're two, and we one at the blocker.
I'ma get the butter and the toast.
Get the spread.
Ghost burn the rubber on the road. Get it with my brothers and my folks. Stack high, money don't fold.
As far as getting this down, is there like how you had how to write up the vision statement? Is there something that I need to write up as far as this this business goes so that I can put it on my website when I like? Is there something that I need to have tangible? I would like to have something tangible, but how do I? Is there a format that I need to follow?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're developing a product, so from this sense. Couple things I would do. Number one, I would basically write out a like a product description. Like, what is it? What are the different things I'm offering in each category? So if you say you're doing like strategic planning, okay, what am I offering? What does that mean? How am I offering it? Like, what are the components of it? You know, like so, like for example. If I'm doing what I call what you're doing is the equivalent of what I call executive planning. So when I do executive planning, all right. So what
that
is
shit
it? How to
nice. Right. that right there.
Yeah. Right. So from that aspect, like if I was to write down a product, you know, before I started doing it, I actually wrote it down. I said, all right. So if I'm going to deliver this product. How would I deliver it? Like, what are the ways? All right. So I started to go through all those ways and I started to really like break it down. Like, all right. So if I do it this way, okay, what's my method? If I do it this way, what's my method? So every time I do it, it's not like I'm recreating a wheel. It's the same process. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So if I'm doing the executive planning where I'm going over somebody's budget, it's the same three-step process. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm doing, you know, somebody's books, same three-step process. So whatever it is that I'm doing, where if I'm going to deliver a service, like it's a product description, then you take that description and then you create a cost, right? Like, what am I charging for this? You know what I mean? So now you have a description and then you incorporate that in your budget. So in your budget, okay, what are the expenses? If I was to facilitate this, what are the monthly or annual expenses I'm going to incur to be able to facilitate this? You gotta have a website. All right, are you gonna have somebody, you know, how much are you paying all of your subcontractors, right? So if you bring in 10 grand and you got percentages based on, I'll pay this person this or this or that, you're like, look, how, you know, what does that look like? You know what I'm saying? So I would actually have a budget that breaks down the project. And then from there, you got the budget, you got the product description. Now, when you see the expenses that are incurred, you'll know what to charge because you'll say, all right, if I have this amount of expense and this is the, you know, I cover this expense, I'd like to see this much more value come back to me. So let's say if it takes me $500 a month to facilitate this project, and I'm taking on 20 clients, right? So if I work with 20 clients a month, okay, at that point, you know, is $1,000 from each client enough? That's what I'm charging. I make 20 grand a month. You know, that's pretty good month. You know, if I'm working with 20 clients at $1,000 a month, it's roughly like a quarter mil. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, is a quarter mil good for you? Will that be enough for you to do what you need to do? And if the answer is yes, then you get the getting. You take the description. Now you got the description. Now you can put it in marketing collateral. You can put it in a PowerPoint. You can put it on the website. You can put it in a brochure. But the first step is put it in a descriptive way where you can be able to have an articulable conversation about what you're going to offer and the creative process that you're going to bring. So that person will say, here's my $1,000. Or here's my five. Or if it's $50 a week, you know, if you're saying you want to start off at 200, you know, 200 a month, 199, if it goes, I'll say like, hey, 199, this is what you get from working with me every month. And from that
what
standpoint.
What is that? The 99 thing where they.
It's psychological. It's like, all right, you get, you know what I'm saying? It's like at the $200 or 199. I'm going to take the 199. It's more of a psychological. And aesthetically, it looks good when it's like on a website. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like $199.99. It looks good on the website. So when you click pay, PayPal, we accept PayPal, $199.99 looks better. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know what I mean? And if you go on a lot of these like online courses and stuff, I know on Instagram, I don't know if you're getting a lot of master classes, right? So if you go into all these different institutionalized or lecture-based like coursework, online courses, you're gonna start to see like those types of fees. That's what they're charging, like $199, $249. You know what I mean? Like weird stuff like that. So online, you gotta make it look like that too. You know what I mean? All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I'm gonna say, start with a description.
Mm-hmm.
Then look at it like you're doing. It's like you're doing an album, right? You start with a description, right? The description are the lyrics, right? That's the lyrics of this project, right? We're creating a project, right? You start with the lyrics. What are the words that describe what you're gonna do? At that point, now, okay, you go into production mode, right? What are the expenses that it's going to cost you? So that's step two, right? What would you like to see over step three is what would you like to see on top of the expenses that will help you to facilitate the project, because that's what's going to come back to you in dollars and cents or to the good hygiene company or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, how do you structure your deal between your company and you? You know what I'm saying? And at that point, now you got the information you need to put on websites and marketing collateral. Four-step process right there for you.
Okay. That's it. Description, production costs, overhead, what I want to see back. What was that? Fuck.
What you want to see back.
Marketing.
And then whatever that information is, all the marketing collateral. That's it. Website, PowerPoint, brochure, you know, whatever you decide that you need to market yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. So,
all right. Big bet. I'm gonna work on this product description. There's already some ideas and things
right
that I have running. What's okay. Today? Saturday? Today's Sunday?
Today is Sunday.
Holy fuck. All right. I should have that done within the next 48 hours.
Man. All right. So yeah, if you want to reconvene. We get back in the lab, you know, we do what we do, and then we figure it out.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
All right.
All right, appreciate you. I'm going to get the butter and the toast. Ghost burn the rubber on the road.
Man, I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves like I did. That was a lot of fun. I always love working with innovative minds. It's always refreshing. It's always a fun time for myself because, you know, there's no time like the start of an idea where you get to hash out your thoughts and, you know, put the figures together and then watch it explode and watch it go. So I hope you know, from hearing that, a lot of times when I put this information out, it's not really to say, all right, this is how you do it, but hopefully you can gain some insight on how you can relate that conversation to what you got going on in your operation. You know, what's going on in your business and your brand where you might be thinking about launching an idea, and maybe that four-step process could assist and help you out. Not sure if it can or can't, but the bottom line is, you know, I felt I'd give it a shot, give you some information to help you at least get the mind going and get it flowing. So hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you enjoyed the music. The music was great. You know, I had an opportunity to listen to the project all together, and I think it's great. So, if the information wasn't great, I hope you enjoyed the track, and you have an opportunity to go check out Planes, which is available on YouTube, is available on Apple iTunes, or, you know, all major platforms is available, so you can go check that out, support the artists, help the streams out, but, you know, help the movement, support the good hygiene movement. So, all together, hope you had a good time listening to a great conversation between two business minds, putting some ideas together, and creating some magic out here during these challenging times, you know, being that, you know, we're coming into a time where the face of our country is changing, the way people are working, the way people are living, everything is different. And because of that, you know, to be able to take these times and these moments to create, I think is something worth recognizing. So thank you for tuning in. Look forward to seeing you in future episodes, but of course, as always, subscribe. I'm not sure what platform you're on, but you can always access this from Anchor, anchor.fm/MitchellJBackusLive, and you'll be able to tune into all the content that I have available there, and then it'll take you down the rabbit hole of everything that I have access to outside of there. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you at the next episode. We'll be right back.